This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Are you a sister with a story to tell, a message to share, or beneficial knowledge to spread? Our sister, Naima B. Robert, award-winning author of the books like From My Sister's Lips and Show Up, has something very special planned for you. For 5 days, she will be teaching you how to discover the book inside you, helping you plan it and get started with the writing process, all for free. Mashallah, this sister is on fire and she has so much passion and so much enthusiasm to share. And she wants to help you get your book out there. So I would highly recommend for you to sign up for this. Writing a book that benefits others can be a source of sadaqa jariyah and become a part of your legacy for generations to come. So go to www.discoverthebookwithin.com and sign up for the Discover the Book Within Challenge and make your dream of writing a book come true, inshallah. Comment, I'm in, once you've signed up. And I'd love to know how many of you signed up for this challenge. So I want to welcome our special guest, Sister Naima B. Roberts. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, sis? Hali.
I'm doing great, alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful day and lovely to have you today.
Alhamdulillah, it's fantastic to be here, mashallah.
Mashallah. So you're doing a five-day challenge about teaching people how to get started with writing a book.
That's exactly right, mashallah.
Tell us about it.
I know that there are people in this world who have always wanted to write a book, right? Mm-hmm. There are people who made a decision a few years ago to say, yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. And nothing's really happened with it. Like it hasn't managed to, you know, reach the final stages. And then there are people who've been told by other people that, you know, you should write a book. We wish you had a book. You should so write a book. That's you, right? Exactly. And then there are people who really, when they think about it, they just get overwhelmed and they just don't think that that could ever be them. And usually those people are telling themselves lots of stories. And in fact, every one of those groups of people who have not managed to actually write the book and get it out there are telling themselves certain stories. Mm-hmm. The one who has worked on it and hasn't managed to reach the end, she's telling herself a story that she doesn't have enough time. For example, now is not the right time. There are other priorities. I'll wait until the kids are in school, until the holidays, until next year.
Until I retire.
Exactly. Right. And then the one who has been thinking about it, hasn't really made any progress, is probably thinking, well, who would want to read it? You know, what's the purpose of it? Who would want to even read something by me? Am I even good enough? Could I even write a book? And then the ones who it's come to their mind, but they've said, absolutely not. They're telling themselves stories too. And their stories are more like, it's not for me. Women like me don't get to do stuff like that. I'm not like those other sisters. So a lot of what we're going to do, certainly in the first day or so of this challenge, is to really confront some of these limiting beliefs.
That's amazing. This is because the limiting beliefs is something that I'm very passionate about, and it really holds people back. So what you're going to do is challenge what they think about themselves, all of those, the self-talk. And by addressing the limiting beliefs and doing away with it, then they're going to be able to take that step.
Exactly. So once you've done the work on the beliefs, now it's a case of, okay, well, how do I know that my story is worth telling? How do I know that my message is compelling enough? How do I know that my knowledge is actually beneficial? So we're going to do the work to answer those questions. We're going to ask ourselves, well, what does a book look like? Because a lot of people, when they hear book, they have a picture in mind, massive 200-page document, whatever it is. For many people, their image of what a book is quite daunting. Right. And so I'm going to bust that open. I want to show them possibilities and what a book can be. And there's such a range and such a huge variety of ways to tackle this that we're going to show them all of that, inshallah, so that they can see the possibilities.
That's amazing. And so you're talking about you're talking about how taking someone's preconceived notions about the book and possibly giving other options so that they're not limited by it or they're not so afraid of it. And so you take the fear out of it.
Exactly. 100%. And I think But for me, the biggest shift that I would like everyone to have, regardless of what they decide to do at the end, is to realize and recognize that this is possible for me. It's not just something for other people.
Right.
This is possible for me. And then, you know, kind of going into the why of the whole thing. What is the deeper meaning of writing book? What's the higher purpose?
Right.
And then for those who now get to the stage where it's like, okay, I get it. I need to write a book. Then right. I'm going to show them exactly how, and we're going to get them started out, getting clear on their topic, getting clear right. on their audience, get that title down, get excited about it, start planning their content. And inshallah, hopefully many of them will continue with us to write their books or right. go away and write a book. But I pray, inshallah, it really is transformative. That's why I call it a transformative challenge.
Mashallah, I think it's really exciting. You got me excited.
Good, you can sign up.
I will. I really want to. I want to sign up for it because it really is when someone can take a daunting task and simplify it, and you go through the process of empowering an individual and allowing them to really share their story, because each person has a story to share. Each person has, whether it's their life story or something they have yeah. learned, it's very powerful. So mashallah, I congratulate you for this effort, this initiative. I think many people should really benefit from this because it's something you're doing it and you're helping the ummah to get their books out there, mashallah.
Inshallah. This is what I was saying. I was on a TV interview yesterday and I was saying that we as Muslims, we have so many untold stories. And some of those stories, to be quite frank, are not of interest to mainstream publishing. They're not of interest to the mainstream media, right?
Right.
That's why there's no money put behind them. That's why there's no effort put behind them. That's why when you search Muslim memoirs, for example, you don't find anything, right?
Right.
And there's so many topics that we as an ummah care about that if you try searching on Amazon, you're coming up empty-handed because publishers haven't seen the need and it's just not in their interest.
Right.
But we as Muslims have, we as people in general, but as Muslims, we have the tools. We have the tools to be able to tell our stories and put them out into the world now that we know the game, right?
Right.
We know the game. So I'm here to give the Muslims game, basically. This is how you do it. This is how you do it well. This is how you can do it independently and make a success of it. And this is how you can put a book together that really has an impact either on society as a whole or the Muslim community worldwide or your local community or even just your family and future generations of your family. Because for me, that's worth it.
Absolutely.
If I wrote a book about my family tree, for example, or my grandmother's story of coming from whichever country, untold story,
right.
and the only people who ever read it were her descendants, that for me is worth it.
It's so valuable. Yes. And taking that initiative to share your narrative, because so many of the books that are out there are telling our story, but it's jaded and it's misconstrued. So taking power of that and being able to share our personal perspective, it's incredible to be able to do that. Ernest Hemingway said, write with clarity and write from where it hurts. I'm summarizing, but it is very powerful because it's when you write about what hurts you, then it's actually very transformative. And it's interesting because they've done about over 200 studies on the impact on mental health when you write about the things that have been painful for you. It's something that is very therapeutic. I actually have a lot of my clients write about whether it's journaling or getting things out of their system so it doesn't get bottled up. So that is, it's psychologically beneficial. It gives you that feeling of there's internal validation, external validation. So being able to have that internal validation that, yes, my story is valuable. I'm going to share it with the world. And we always need a little bit of external validation, but it just really helps you to overcome some of that double guessing yourself and feeling like that lack of confidence. So it's such a feeling of accomplishment, I'm sure. And you've written, mashallah, 30 books, correct?
We're almost at 30 published.
Almost at 30. Mashallah. Mashallah. So this journey.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Yesterday it came to me. I don't know why it came to me that I wanted to write my bio from 10 years in the future. right? Ooh. Of course, I don't know. I will live for 10 years, but I pray that I do.
Allah keep you strong and healthy.
All of us, Jemmy and Amin, right? But like, I'm sure you've done this before, you know, writing letters from your future self or writing a celebration from a year's time for what you want to be celebrating. So this thing, this bio that came into my head to me in 10 years' time, one of the things on the bio was she has published over 100 books.
Oh, mashallah.
So, there are many other things in the bio as well. And amongst those things was playing a pivotal role in launching the careers of thousands.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's the kind of vision that I have for this community. Because I know how many sisters there are who want to write and how many are writing. And it's a growing community. It's a growing industry. And certainly as somebody who was one of the first people to be published in the mainstream, who and stuff.
Nababi,
right.
Major breakthrough, sister.
Three of us. But I feel like, you know what I was saying to you, Hala, we've talked about this before.
Right.
It's now we are stepping into the role of being the elders of the community, the ones who are sort of passing down the wisdom, the ones who are mentoring the next generation.
Right.
So I take that very, very seriously. So this challenge where we are aiming to serve 10,000 sisters over these 5 days, which is crazy, but 10, that's the vision. We'll see. If I get one way from doing that, I'll be happy. But the point is, that's the scale. That's the scale of the vision, inshallah.
That's incredible. Amin. I love what you said about writing your bio from like 10 years. It's a powerful exercise. And what we do, what I have done in my mentorship program is tell people to write their eulogy, which is about how do you want to be remembered and how is it. But I like the fact that it's about some that you're still alive and it is your bio. So I'm gonna pass this on and encourage others to do that. And I may do that myself because it's so important to have that vision. And the fact that you not only want to get ahead, because I find that many times people are very self-driven, but the idea of mentoring others, the idea of like, I want to take as many people with me as possible and making it easy for others to be successful. That I think that is true sisterhood. This is what we're meant to do.
I don't get the mentality of the crabs in the bucket. I don't get it personally. And I don't get the mentality that, oh, there can only be one whatever. There can only be one hijabi psychotherapist. There can only be one copywriter. I don't know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I truly believe that we are stronger together.
Absolutely.
And I truly believe that rising tide, it lifts all boats.
It really does.
So when you win, Hale, I win. I hope you see that when I win, win, you know?
I cheer you on. I feel so excited when I see that you're launching something new and you're active. And mashallah, whenever we see our sisters succeed, it should build pride in us. And it should not. And that comes as the self-esteem grows and you feel good about yourself. It doesn't feel like, oh, you don't compare 100%. And feel like, oh, I'm lacking. It's more about like, yes, she's doing it. And you feel excited. So this is a wonderful challenge. I think people will definitely benefit. So 5 days, how do they go about signing up? What do they need to do?
All they need to do is go to www.discoverthebookwithin.com. Mm-hmm. And all you need is an email address. It is free challenge. Okay. You can upgrade to be a VIP, and there's lots of gorgeous goodies in the VIP, but we are treating everyone who comes into the program as our clients for those 5 days. And I have a special treat, actually, for those who sign up, because there's a new book coming.
There's writing a new book.
That's exciting. And only people who sign up for the challenge will get a special offer on that new book. They get it for like $1.99 or something.
Wow. So, that is incredible.
It's pretty exciting. But yeah, guys, that's all you need to do. And the calls, the live trainings each day will be recorded. So if you can't make them at 1 o'clock UK time, you can watch them later. Mm-hmm. The Facebook group is going to be, all our coaches are going to be in there. We're going to be, you know, in there answering questions, giving feedback, looking at your assignments. We're going to be in together for the 5 days. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And lots of prizes.
So we got a secret book coming out. You're going to get a good deal on that. You're going to have prizes and all of this support. How many coaches do you have with you, mashallah?
We've got now, there's now two of us coaching, and then there's going to be another four support in the group.
Another
sister who's coming on as a coach. We've got more editors coming on board. Because really, Hale, as I said to my team, I said, guys, look, I know you think I'm crazy. Okay. I know that you're looking at 10,000 thinking, what is she talking about?
Right.
You know, you hear me talking about big numbers. I know sometimes you just think, oh,
it can be overwhelming. Yeah.
Right. But I said to them, this is our calling to step up. If we,
and that's your book, Step Up. You're stepping up. You're living up to it, mashallah.
If we only served 10 sisters at a time, we don't need to grow. We don't need to evolve. We don't need more systems. We don't need to employ more people. Like, we're good, you know, it's a very manageable number. 10, 20 at a time, all good. Imagine if we have 50 clients, 100 clients, 400 clients. That allows us such expansion in terms of systems, in terms of other people we can bring on board, which then gives them opportunity for employment, gives them opportunities to help others and to be part of other people's book journeys. More editors, more book cover designers, more formatters, more marketers.
So you're providing work, you're providing,
yes.
And one of the most important things that comes out of this, out of writing a book or being a part of a group like this, is having a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose, that is actually the antidote to depression and anxiety. So if you want to be able to, you know, live your fullest life, to be your best, it's, you have to have a sense of purpose. So this is incredible what you're offering, and I'm excited about it, and I want to hear more about what is the VIP, mashallah, what is the VIP that you offer?
The VIPs will be in Zoom with me. So they'll have access to the trainings. They'll be able to ask their questions within the training. They also have additional Q&As that are separate, where we come and they can bring their book topics. We can discuss them. We can help them break it down. They also get the, what else do they get? I need to look up the sales page again. We've got other things planned for them as well, mashallah, some other events. And also some like goodies during the actual thing. But it's been a while since I wrote the sales page, so I don't remember the
update. Mashallah. I'm so excited.
More content.
I'm very excited for you. I'm excited for the people who, you know, who sign up, and the opportunities that are out there and the stories that are going to be told. So mashallah, may Allah put so much barakat in this project, in this 5-day challenge, which starts when?
Starts on Monday, the 23rd of May, and it ends on Friday, the 27th.
Mashallah. So this Monday, the 23rd to
Friday, the 27th.
Friday the 27th. So inshallah. And I like the fact that you said it's all recorded. So if you are working, or if it's middle of the night for you, you can go ahead and watch the pre-recorded the videos, learn from it, and then continue on. I think that it's always good to do a challenge like this, but I think in order to get a book up and writing or finishing it, you do need that support. And I highly recommend Sister Naima Roberts to help you in pursuing your dreams and making it a reality, inshallah.
Exactly. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Of course. And so please go to the website again, please. What is
www.discoverthebookwithin.com.
Great. And here you can comment. What was it that we're commenting? I'm in?
Yeah.
I think I'm in. You can comment, I'm in, and we will direct you to the website and for you to get all the information. Thank you so much for sharing your enthusiasm, your energy, and passing on all this positivity. We really need it. We need it at this time. And it's so excellent to see sisters who are supporting one another. And I love that about us. We're always supporting one another, and it's always fun. It's sending you love too. That's sweet.
Absolutely.
That's sweet. May Allah put lots of barakat in all that you do. And inshallah, we can't wait to hear what the results are. And, and I'm going to write that. Bio, but what was it? The bio 10 in yes. for 10 years from now. I think that's a great idea.
It's a nice one, mashallah. Let me know how it goes.
Definitely, definitely. Jazakallah khairan, and make sure you sign up for this 5-day challenge with Sister Naima Roberts to find out how to write a book. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.